Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
In the Gospel, we listen to one of the most fascinating story of the post-resurrection events. These two disciples, they were disciples, they were not apostles, which means they were probably followers of Jesus, but not very close. And that could explain why they were not able to recognize Jesus. So after everything that had happened, they decided to go out of Jerusalem. They left downcast because of the disappointment that they had. Their hope has been cast out. Jesus has been crucified. They have reached the end of their dream. At least they thought that way. They probably wonder what went wrong. And they have stayed in Jerusalem enough to decide that they needed a break, you know. They want to go into the country. They have listened to the stories of the women who told them that the tomb was empty, and that they have seen a vision of angels who told them that Jesus has risen. They probably didn't believe. And so they set out in their anguish, in their sorrow, in their disappointment. They set out with heavy hearts. And Jesus walked with them. Because they are in their sorrow, they couldn't recognize him. And oftentimes, people in trials of life don't look up to see others, just like these disciples. And Jesus joined in their conversation. He asked them, what are you two discussing? What are you talking about? And they stopped. Now the pain is renewed because they have to tell the whole story again. And one of them told him, you were probably the only person in Jerusalem who didn't know what has been going on. And the whole story continues. Jesus understood their anger, their frustration. So he listened to them. He met them at the point that they were at. And he does the same with us. You know, this story is like our own journey of life. Most times in time that we are frustrated, we want to run away. We want to escape. We had enough and we don't want to have any more of whatever situation that is not comfortable. And like this, two disciples, oftentimes we don't even see Jesus walking with us. We can't see God's hand in everything that is going on. And sometimes we don't even want to see. You know, that story is, it's like everything that we believe is the story of our lives. Jesus makes himself present to us. When we gather together like this, as a community of faith, in the scriptures that we have heard, in the breaking of the bread. You see, when Jesus left them, after they have recognized him, they went back to Jerusalem with joy, with renewed energy. They were going to that village to sleep, to pass the night. But even in the dark, they went back and shared the good news of the resurrection. You know, it's unfortunate that most Christians, when they're having difficulties, that's when they stay away from God. They don't want to hear anything. They don't want to come to church anymore. You know, I know a family that they had this year, they had a bad year. They had a lot of loss. Like two people died in the family. And so because of that, a lot of people from the family stopped going to church. But there is one of the children who was an altar server. So he would tell them, "Can you please drop me off in church?" So they would drop him off and they would pick him up. But the mom and the dad won't come. So finally I asked my pastor, I was like, "Why is it that somebody will drop this boy off from us and they pick him up by himself?" And so the pastor told me that, you know, you just have to understand that they have had a lot of loss in their family. And so right now they are dealing with that. It didn't make sense to me because I said, that's the time that we should be closer to God. That's the time that we want to appear in his presence to get renewed, to get more strength, to deal with whatever that we are dealing with. Granted that God does not abandon us, but it will do us a lot of good if we appear in his presence. When I was in the seminary, I was an international student in Chicago doing my studies and training, and I do what they call job studies in the seminary. I was in charge of the coffee machine, like three of them. So I make sure there's enough coffee, there is cream for people, and then I get paid for that. And then I save so much money. And then I have another student from another country who told me how miserable he has become. Whatever has happened to him, I forgot what happened to him. So I wrote him a check of $500. And then he went, and 3 days later he said, "Oh, you know, that $500 was not good enough. Can you write another one?" And I did. That was like a $1,000. That was like everything I had in my little checking account. And then a week later, people from his country told me he already packed his things and he has gone back to his country. I'm from West Africa. He's from East Africa. I will never go there. I was so angry. I started crying. So like he has gone with everything that I saved. And people was like, were you so stupid to write that kind of a check for somebody? I was really, really angry. And then I went to the church. I went to the chapel that we had. I was like, Jesus, I'm really angry right now. That was my prayer. I was really, really angry. I felt stupid that I could do that. I mean, I thought I was helping, but I felt like I had been duped. I had been played for a fool. So I lay there crying for some time. I lay there for a while. I slept over there. But when I woke up after an hour, I got some peace, which I don't understand. All the anger was gone. I went back living my normal life and I said, you know, God, I know you're going to provide for me more than what that person took away. And he did, actually. When trials of life comes, when difficulties come, when we start a project and it ends in disaster, when people fail us, even families, when our hope has been shattered, do we remember to go to Jesus? Do we want to go to him? A lot of people will get mad and they don't want to hear anything of God anymore. We don't get strength when we make that kind of a decision. That's what the devil wants. He wants us to despair. He wants us to turn our back on God. But when we come as we are now, we get renewed as we listen to the scriptures, as we break the bread together as a family of faith. And we have that same strength like those disciples to go out and proclaim the good news. We have that same strength to go out and share the strength, the graces, and the blessings that we have received from the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.